Welcome to Coffee with the Sarlows. We are your hosts of the show, Karen and Kelly Sarlo. Whether you're struggling with grief or you just need answers, we connect you with spirit to find relief, clarity, and direction in life. We can help you move forward.
Hi, Kelly.
Good morning.
Good morning. I have a client story today that is about two women. The client, and both names are made up. We always keep confidentiality of our clients. The client is Kissa, and the person that she's trying to connect to is Nafuna. And Nafuna says to me at the beginning of the session to give validations that Kissa is her sister. And I got that wrong. She says, no, Kissa says that she's not my sister. She's my sister-in-law. And I said, oh, okay, I'm sorry. And continue. Let's get some more validations from Nafuna.
Well, I think that's really interesting how different people will say it was wrong and different people will say, no, no, keep going. And they'll appreciate the fact that you said sister, right? Some people, and I don't know where the story's going, but some people would be delighted to hear that an in-law said, I'm your sister or I'm your brother, because that would feel like closeness. It would feel like connection that they are confirming. And yet other people are like, no, you got that wrong. And it's like, oh, okay. So that's revealing to me anyway. Can't wait to see where this goes. Or maybe I can, and I'll just get some more caffeine.
Okay. So Nafuna, thanks Kelly. So Nafuna continues and she gives more validations and she says that she had children. And she identifies the sex of the kids. And then
Nafuna's
she says...
Nafuna's children?
Yeah, Nafuna's children. And then she also says that Kissa has children. And she identifies the sex of Kissa's children. So that Kissa's like, oh, that's correct. Because it was not the same. And then Nafuna says to me, she wants to know what happened. And I said, okay, what happened? And she said, well... For a long time, for decades, we were very close, which would explain your comment about we are sisters and we're not going to split
hairs
about the relationship. We were family. So she says we were quite close. And she says we enjoyed each other's company. We communicated like we were like sisters. And I would agree. And Kissa would say that that's true. And I said, okay, wait a minute. So I said, Kissa, would you say that it's accurate that Nafuna is saying that you guys were like sisters for many decades? And she goes, yes. And she goes, oh, I needed to hear that. And I said, why? She goes, because I feel freaking crazy. And I said, she goes, but go on. She says, and maybe you'll find out why I end up feeling crazy about it. She says, but I needed that validation that at that time, that was real. And I said, oh, okay. So I said to Nafuna, thank you for offering that. I said, because apparently Kissa needed that validation that you really were like sisters. You really were close. And she goes, yeah, we were. We would go over to each other's houses for dinners to play games, like raising the kids together. She said, absolutely. And we would shop together, blah, blah. So she just gave some validations about that. But I think she made something about that where they didn't holiday. It wasn't that close, but it was like still close. And Kissa says, this is really important. Thank you very much. Could you thank Nafuna? She says, for saying that. I feel like I can put the questions that have been going on in my head. Was she just faking it? Like, was it actually real that she loved me at one time? Like, is that correct? Like, she says, I just really needed to know that at one time, this woman really did love me. So that got settled. And then I said to Nafuna, what is going on? Like, what's happening? And Nafuna said, oh, she says, Kissa left my brother. And I said, oh, okay, and what happened? And she goes, then I shunned her. And I went, oh, okay, so you stopped talking to her. Oh, yeah, but I didn't just stop talking to her. She says, if I saw her in public, I just pretended she didn't exist. I looked past her. She says, if we were close enough that it was appropriate that we should say hi because people were talking, I just wouldn't even acknowledge her. She said I would just stand in the group and I would talk to everybody else. And even if she was speaking, I wouldn't look at her and I would just look someplace else. I'd start a conversation with somebody else. And I went, oh my God. Okay. I said, give me a minute. Let me confirm that, because that has got to be a very painful thing for her to have gone through. And she said, yeah. She says, and I'm here to apologize for that. She says, but go ahead and confirm it first and then I'll apologize. Oh, I said, you never apologized when you were alive. And she goes, that's right. I said, well, that's another validation for me. So I said to Kissa, Nafuna treated you this way when you left her brother. So you left him. And she goes, yeah. And I said, and then she shunned you. And these are the, like, the kinds of things that she did in shunning you. And she goes, yes. She goes, I don't understand it. She says, I just left her brother. She said, like, I don't understand why she pretended that I wasn't even a human being. She says she could have at least just acknowledged I was a human. She said I wasn't looking for her to be my best friend still. She says, but to actually go to that degree was hurtful. And she says, because I never hurt her. And I said, okay. I said, all right. And I said, so right to the point of death, this never resolved, correct? And she goes, that's right. And I said, okay, I just want to make sure that we've got the validations, because she said she was also here to apologize. But I wanted to make sure that I got everything right in that order, that she never ended up apologizing or making anything right with you. She didn't go into a relationship repair process. And she goes, oh, what the hell is that? And I said, oh, well, just give me a minute. I said, I'll explain it to you, but I want to make sure, like, that all of that is correct. And she goes, that's correct. She goes, what is it exactly? And I said, well, relationship repair process is where you sit down and you say to the person, hey, I treated you badly. Like, you admit to the things that you did, seeking to connect to the person. That's a mature process. So you can stand up and be humble. So there's humility. And I said, and there's intention to be able to say, I did something wrong and I can understand that I did. And my ego isn't bigger than my humility. And Kissa says to me, I can do that. She says, I do those things all the time. And I said, well, that's wonderful. She says, I do that. I do that with my kids. I teach my kids that. And I said, yeah, but Nafuna is saying she does not. And she goes, okay. She goes, that's right, because she didn't. Why? And I said, okay. So I go back to Nafuna and I say to her, hey, how come you didn't know how to do that? And she goes, well, that's a story. And I said, she goes, but it's an important one because it's our family story. And Kissa was in our family for decades. And she says, so it's going to give her more validations about everybody's behavior. So here it is. So she explains a little bit, Kelly, and she says that nobody in the family apologized. And she says that the men definitely never apologized for anything. Everything just got swept under the rug, and then you were supposed to behave like nothing happened out there, or nothing happened yesterday, or nothing happened last week or last year, even if we're still hurt about it. We're going to sweep everything under the rug, and you're supposed to also behave like there is no hurt either. So it's a sweeping under the rug and a burying of all the feelings. Shove, shove, shove. Down. And then when you get together, you're supposed to just pretend it's all okay. And she says, so say that. So I say that to her. And Kissa says to me, yes, that is for sure how everybody behaved in the family. And I had such a hard time with it. Because I was willingly showing up and offering apologies. And they would accept my apology. But there was never a return, even if there had been hurt done by both people. She says, so I'd do my apologizing, but I never got any apologies. But I kept doing it because I believed that that's me. I didn't want to lose me. Okay. So then I said to Nafuna, what else do you want to say? And she goes, well, she says, Dad was the patriarch and the family was run according to Dad. and it was a patriarchy in the whole family. And she says, and then mom was next. And she says, and then when mom died, I was the oldest daughter. Well, not, she wasn't the oldest daughter. She was the oldest in the community. There was an older daughter, but didn't live in the town. So I confirmed that with Kissa, and she says, yeah, that's right. And I said, so she was kind of, she was seen as the patriarch. And she goes, pardon me, thanks, Kelly, the matriarch of the family. And she goes, yes, she was.
Which is often just a role to keep the patriarchy going, just in case we're confused.
Yes, and I think that's the slip up in that I make, in that I called her the patriarch because she basically runs the family the way her father did. And this makes everything very difficult for everybody. Then Nafuna loses her husband. She leaves her husband. And
Nafuna also leaves her husband?
They both end up leaving their husbands. And so Nafuna leaves her husband and remarries.
Before or after Kissa?
Before.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. And so this new man is welcome into the family. Everything's fine. But Nafuna, you can see, marries a man who's very much a people pleaser. Which fits because she's running that family like she's the man, the patriarch. So she marries a very people-pleasing man who's not going to challenge her and not going to challenge anything that's going on in that family. She can't afford that. And then Kissa leaves her husband and is treated badly by the entire family that's being run by Nafuna. And now Kissa is saying to Nafuna, why would you treat me like that? You left your husband and wanted to be happy. I left my husband because I wanted to be happy. But you treated me badly for the very thing that you felt you deserved.
Not really. This isn't the same thing, but...
Go.
Nafuna, if you're... Okay, I don't know what the first marriage was like, but if you're leaving regardless, she went to a people pleaser. This isn't, I want to go be happy. This is, I want to just go have things my way. So if I find someone who's going to appease my desires, whims, some of my needs, etc., that's not actual happiness. That's I want control over. So she left for control. The leaving, the intent behind the leaving, those are two different things. If Kissa genuinely left to be happy, to find autonomy, to find health, they didn't do the same things. Now, when anyone in your circle goes and gets healthy, and the circle is not interested in health, you pissed everyone off. You upset the status quo, so you need to be ostracized so that it doesn't ripple effect into the rest and cause good change.
You got it. This is what comes out in the session in how Nafuna explains what she did and why she did it. Mm-hmm. And what she did to Kissa and how she had to keep her outside of the family. Because she needed to keep the control over her own partner. Mm-hmm. She needed to keep the control over everybody in the family, including her siblings and their partners, nieces and nephews and her children, her grandchildren, blah, 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 blah. It needed to go that way so that she could come out with all of the control.
Yeah. And then that's when you see either parents or siblings or whoever scapegoat, potentially the in-law who is healthy and comes into the family, because that in-law is an outsider and is acting as a threat.
Thank you. So you explained what Nafuna said to Kissa so that Kissa could sit there and go, oh, that makes sense because I did. I went to therapy.
It's such a shitty compliment.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so Kissa sits there in the session and she goes, oh my God, this is such a freaking fantastic feeling. Because it all makes sense that I chose to get healthy because I went to therapy when I left my husband. Well, she said she went to therapy before she left her husband because it was part of the reason she left the husband. She got to that place of raising enough self-esteem in herself that she knew that she deserved better than what was being given to her in her relationship with her husband.
Can I add a few things?
Yeah, go.
Because this is wonderful, and I'm so glad that Kissa got her session. Like,
yeah.
Woman to woman, this is really exciting. Human to human, this is just really exciting. Mm-hmm. I would celebrate any man who also walked that path too. When you said that Kissa reacted by saying, this is such a fantastic feeling, mm-hmm. I just want to note to anyone listening who is waiting on a session, coming back for a session, thinking that they want to have a session for this type of apology and relationship repair, that that moment that Kissa is probably talking about is an extremely fleeting feeling. Mm-hmm. A session doesn't fix what she experienced. A session doesn't fix the feelings of yeah. what she has been trying to understand, digest, process, and heal for however many years this has been going on. And I'm not discouraging you from a session. I think this is so healing, and it's not the be all end all. And the reason I say that is because I think in those feelings or moments of discomfort, we think, oh, okay, I'm going to get my relief and things are going to be okay again. A part of us heals, a piece of us heals, and it can be such an incredible high to have the clarity that a session provides or that information in the session provides, and that is worth, I don't even know how to put a worth on it, okay? And then we get the clarity and the grief sets in on a different level.
Yeah.
Often a deeper, more difficult level, because now we understand what we're processing. So I say that because I think it's a kindness to let people know that the fluxes, the spikes of grief, they're still coming. They're still going to happen. And mm-hmm. part of that kindness is to help normalize them. When you've been treated that way in a family unit or a work situation or whatever, the understanding doesn't make the feelings all better. Mm-hmm. The high of clarity is amazing, and I want it for people. That's why we do so much education on this show mm-hmm. and Patreon and coaching and all of that. Mm-hmm. And that's just part of the work. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. So, Nifuna, you've wrapped everything up that happened in the session. So I'm not going to repeat a single thing.
Okay.
I'm going to say that Nifuna says it, gives that to Kissa. Kissa and I have a conversation with Nifuna, like the three of us, mm-hmm. going through all of that together. So I'm just going to say that to kind of wrap that up, because it brings us actually to the end of her session, in that Kissa thanks Nifuna for finally doing the work in integrity, the work in truthfulness, in the repair process that she didn't know how to do it or refused to do. Let's just say either or mm-hmm. both. Kissa finally gets those steps and then just simply says that she was in therapy, has been in therapy, is in therapy, continues to want to be in therapy, and says to me that she plans to take this recording to her therapist to mm-hmm. say, I got this. And I said, does your therapist know you're here? And she goes, yes. This was part of my homework, was to just book a session with somebody, a medium, and be able to connect to Nifuna to get this. But she says, I'm in therapy and I'm going through all of this and I'm working through it, so I'm okay. But I wanted this piece. So at the end of this, Kissa says to me, I want to share with you personally, Karen. She says, I just want to talk for a minute. She says, I've been in therapy long enough to move through some of this and to do some of the grieving. And she says, my therapist said that I may come here and it may reopen an old wound. But she told me that the old wound wouldn't be as deep. And that because of the work in therapy, because of the grieving process that I've been going through, because of the exercises she's given me and I've done on my own, and I've done with my therapist, that this still is a wound, but it's not the same depth of a wound. It doesn't feel and look the same. Mm-hmm. And she says, so I came here today wanting and ready for all of this. And I'm going to say it still hurts and I still need to walk away and process it. And I will. She says, but this makes me even more grateful for all of the therapy that I've gone through mm-hmm. because it's prepared me to hear it. Mm-hmm. And she says, so I'm not here to say to Nifuna that I forgive you. I'm not looking to forgive her. I'm looking to heal me. And it doesn't mean that I have to forgive her. She says it meant that I needed to understand her. And she says, so I came here to ask the questions for the honesty and the understanding and the conversation.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. I'm thrilled that Kissa got her clarity. She got her answers from Nifuna, which helped her get some level of healing. Mm-hmm. And we won't just say closure, we'll say healing. She gets direction to go back and talk to her therapist again, or to go through the processes again that the therapist has already given her.
Which make them more meaningful now. Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So she gets to walk away with some direction. She knows what her next steps are.
Mm. Yeah. Well done. Thank you for listening to Coffee with the Sarlows. If you enjoyed the show today, please be sure to subscribe on your podcast platform and leave a review. New shows will air every other Saturday.